3 years now in New York. It's the culmination or the next part of 15 years of my career in social change. And so I'm going to start just by sharing a little bit about that so you have some background of who these crazy New Yorkers, which I know is a lot of you as well here in the room, and then we'll dive into some of the incredible work that these women are doing as well. So this is our first big event in Raleigh. We've done some smaller info sessions, but this is our first sort of public event. Off the record, expect this to be sort of a quarterly thing, so keep your eyes out, end of the year. That's how we sort of foster community. And the three things that we can promise you about an Inspiring Capital event. The first is that they're interactive with amazing, fun, kind, world-changing people. That's good. The second is that they're thought-provoking. They will make you think. And finally, the third is that they're inspiring. First, that's our name. But not in kind of a warm, fuzzy way, but in what we think of as the real meaning of inspiring, which is leading to action, right? So we try to be fairly provocative about sending you home with some thoughts, some action steps, maybe some commitments to yourself to really inspire that action in the world around you. And so if that appeals, please come back and continue to engage. If it gets, you could leave now. It would be a teeny bit awkward, but feel free. And if you implicitly buy in or just are too embarrassed to get up and leave, I'm going to ask you to indulge me in a little thought activity. So don't have to interact with anyone quite yet. We'll get to that and, you know, make you a little awkward. But for now, just an individual thought experiment. So I want you to just think for a moment. If you want to close your eyes, feel free. If you need a slug of wine, feel free. Think about someone who has really impacted your life in some way. Probably someone close to you, right? Not kind of an abstract role model, but a parent, a teacher, a boss, a subordinate, a neighbor, a child, right? Someone who's really had an impact on your life. Just kind of summon that person for a moment. Okay, now I want you to think about what's something concrete, something specific that that person inspired you to do? Change jobs, read a book, go on a trip somewhere specific, make up with a friend, right? Whatever, that personal or professional thing. What's something that they inspired you to do? Hopefully now you have a little of that warm fuzzy, a little gratitude, right, for that person in your life that changed that thing. Now, something which, particularly for women in the room, maybe we don't do as often, I want you to flip it. Who would be thinking about you in that role, right? Who have you inspired to do something in their life, to change something for them? Who are those? Probably many people. Again, a child, a coworker, a neighbor, a friend, a sibling, a parent, who would be thinking about you right now and something that you've inspired them to do. Those many people, right? Maybe that's a long list. And then finally, think about how often you are getting to pay forward that inspiration in your daily life, right? Are you in a place where day to day, week to week, month to month, you are inspiring people around you to do things, big, small, you know, personal, professional, and or do you want to do that more? Are there ways, are there gaps that you feel that you could be doing that more? Because you see and feel the buzz, the energy in the room, that I know there's a lot of inspiring potential in you all. And so think about that for the next little bit as we chat and as you go forward in the evening. So thank you for playing along or pretending to. I can't read minds. Yeah, Alex, I can read Alex's mind most days. I can't read most people's minds. So thank you for at least pretending. A few words on Inspiring Capital. So in New York, we are a convener and a catalyst. To really unlock the potential of existing resources, right? So I worked in nonprofit for a long time. I did an MBA, and I saw this kind of ready-made market of nonprofit organizations, increasingly social ventures, even corporates, with a desire to do good in the world and to do so sustainably, but struggling a little bit with some of the business models around that work. On the other hand, I moved back to New York, I went to business school, and I saw a lot of people with business model skill, right? Finance, strategy, marketing people hungering for a bit more meaning in their day-to-day, right? Those skills were being applied to increase the stock price to make a private owner more wealthy, right? And that just wasn't really feeling like enough. And so I felt like, gosh, this is almost a perfect market, and yet it's not happening, right? And so what could I do? What company could I build to help make that translation and that synergy and those opportunities happen? So 3 years later, Inspiring Capital is a result of that. And we, you know, we've seen these untapped resources in a few specific areas that our programs touch. One big one, and part of the reason for tonight, is women looking to re-enter the workforce, having crazily, not so crazily, chosen to focus on raising a family for a bit and having that ability to do so, now wanting to come back into the workforce or transition from private sector and really not finding those on-ramps or those transition points. And so that felt like a massive pool of incredible talent and goodwill and wisdom and connectivity that our world could really use right now, right? We're not in great shape in some ways, and so that felt like something we could really catalyze. Similarly, business school students, you guys work closely with them, and there's a real desire and drive to do this work, not always super clear pathways. Also financial capital, right? It's great to have human capital, and that empowers a lot, but we have been able to unlock a lot of financial capital from university funding sources, from foundations, impact investors, you know, who want to make this happen, but need sound talent to shepherd that capital. So those are the kind of things that we've been doing toward this bigger vision. If you've seen some PwC, Ernst & Young, big studies, somewhere around 80% plus or minus of the American workforce is disengaged from their work. 8 out of 10 people are like, meh, take it or leave it, right? That's crazy. And what that manifests in is $350 to $500 billion, depending on the starting estimate. Let's call it $350 billion on the low end dollars of lost money for corporates in America in, you know, lack of productivity and employee turnover, lack of retention, lack of brand loyalty, $350 billion. Right, and so what we've been able to do is build this model which leverages those losses into an economically viable thing. Right, what we're doing is not philanthropy. We're a for-profit and working to build a sustainable model. Because there's all this money being lost, and if we can engage people, we save that money and can fund the work we do. So thanks to Janet's persistence and some very real due diligence on our end in the meantime, Raleigh is next.